In Japan, apologizing is an art form. It's practiced by everyone, from a man on the street who jostles another's elbow to the corporate embezzler weeping before TV cameras. Commentator Sharon Moshavi wonders if anybody is being sincere.
These are the words I hear constantly, on the phone, on the street, in a shop. Sumimasen, gomenasai, which means, excuse me, I'm sorry. Everyone here apologizes for everything, anything, something, even if it hasn't happened yet, just in case. Politeness is contagious. I'm probably up to a couple dozen apologies a day. Excuse me, I say, to a woman whom I lately tapped with my purse. I'm sorry, I say, to the delivery boy who has climbed three flights to give me my package. I'm very sorry, I say, to the waitress who has spilled water on me. It must have been my fault, right? Well, actually, no. As my penchant for apologizing swells, I'm realizing just how much of a formality sorry is. Nothing more than a misused, maligned, meaningless word. We Americans, of course, run the word on automatic, too. But now that I've experienced Japan's use of the S-word, I'm convinced the country is guiltier of linguistic insincerity than most. I guess that's the way it's supposed to be. The Japanese language, which I've been painfully studying for 2 years, is designed to avoid meaning at all costs. Japanese is all about indirectness, about softening harshness, which, to my mind, makes all the sorriness even more pointless. Of course nobody means it. Like everything else in Japanese, sorry probably just means the opposite. Sorry, a woman said to me on the subway the other day, after she stepped on my foot. Translation, serves you right for getting in my way. The irony is that when it comes to apologizing for anything really big, Japan's polite voice goes mute. Just ask its neighbors and former colonies, China and South Korea. They're still waiting for an adequate apology from Japan for its atrocities during World War II. But sometimes the small I'm sorrys can make a world of difference. I discovered that at a veterinarian's office, of all places. My cat had an operation, but a day after the stitches were removed, the scar split. I rushed the cat back to the vet, who examined her and said, "We took the stitches out too soon. We'll have to put them back. I'm very sorry." I had been breathing in deep, gathering air for my tirade. But you know, something funny happened. I didn't yell. That sorry just sort of blunted my anger, melted it into nothingness. Here was a medical professional actually apologizing for making a mistake. Imagine getting that out of an American doctor or vet. They might as well just hand over a check for malpractice to you right then and there. Sorry, such a simple, soothing word. Don't get me wrong, I still don't like all the useless sorries. But they do, perhaps, make the other sorries like this one possible. I hope it lasts. Japan has been one of the least litigious countries in the world. But now, there's talk of training more lawyers. If the art of apology is smothered in a hail of legalese, then I'll be very sorry indeed.
The comments of Sharon Moshavi, a writer who lives in Tokyo.